Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Americans have something new to worry about when it comes to the cost of filling up the gas tank. One of the country's biggest refiners is sharply reducing its output, and that could drive up prices at the pump even more. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us now. And Bob, why is this big refining company, Valero Energy, suddenly cutting back on production?
Well, the short answer is that Valero seems to be worried that it might face some big damage lawsuits over a key fuel additive that's used to reduce air pollution. You might have heard about MTBE. We won't bother with the long scientific name that stands for, but here's the problem. MTBE might cut smog, but it's also been blamed for causing other kinds of pollution, in particular accumulating in groundwater. It's become quite controversial, and gasoline makers were hoping that Congress would give them liability protection for the effects of MTBE. They didn't get that in the energy bill that was passed last week on Capitol Hill, and now Valero, which figures it refines 1 out of every 9 gallons of gas here in the U.S., says it's going to stop producing and blending MTBE in the gasoline it makes. The company's warning that will cut its U.S. output by 2.5 million gallons a day. And if other major refiners follow that lead, figure on a loss of almost 11 million gallons a day. Analysts figure that could add close to a dime a gallon onto the ever-rising cost of gasoline. We don't know, by the way, what the other majors might do. There's been no word from them so far.
And will this affect the whole country or just some regions?
Well, the effects might not be quite as dramatic in California and a few other states that have already been phasing out MTBE. In California, that's been phased out over several years, so there was no sudden jump in prices caused by the switch over to ethanol as an additive. But elsewhere, the effects have been very noticeable. Here in New York, for example, MTBE was banned last year. At the time, the difference in cost for the reformulated fuel was just 2 cents. Now, that price difference is up to 11 cents.
And how tight are supplies right now, Bob? Isn't there any spare production capacity around?
Almost no slack at all, Madeline, both in oil production and the output of refined gasoline here in the U.S. Most OPEC members, including Saudi Arabia, are already pumping flat out. And there's been worry over the last few days that U.S. refinery outages could cause some problems, and that's been driving oil prices back up again. Today, they're within 50 cents of the all-time high that they hit this past Wednesday, around $62 a barrel. There's also worry that an unusually active hurricane season out in the Gulf could cause problems as well. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at why Chinese companies are snapping up American brand names.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.